celebrate the Epiphany of our Lord, the 12th day of Christmas, the coming of the Magi, following the star to the Christ child, worshiping Jesus, who is the King of the Jews and the light for the Gentile nations. We sing the opening Epiphany hymn 394, and stand and face the cross as it enters the sanctuary. Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
I said, O confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sin.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy. sins and death, and of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
For our introit, hymn 399, you may be seated.
God on high, and on high. Gentiles, lead us who know you by faith to enjoy in heaven the fullness of your divine presence. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the Epiphany of our Lord is from Isaiah chapter 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you, and the nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together. They come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba, shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We sing Psalm 72 responsively, whole verse by whole verse. Give the king your justice, O God, and your righteousness to the royal son.
May he judge your people with righteousness, and your poor with justice.
Let the mountains bear prosperity for the people, and the hills in his righteousness.
May he defend the cause of the poor of the people, give deliverance to the children of the needy, and crush the oppressor.
May they fear you while the sun endures, and as long as the moon throughout all generations.
May
abound till the moon be no more.
May he have dominion from sea to sea, and from the river to the ends of the earth.
May desert tribes bow down before him, and his enemies lick the dust.
May the kings of Tarshish and of the coastlands render
saves the lives of the needy.
From oppression and violence he redeems their life, and precious is their blood in his sight.
Long may he live, may gold of Sheba be given to him, may prayer be made for him continually, and blessings invoked for him all the day.
May there be abundance of grain in the land, on the tops of the mountains may it lay, may its fruit be like Lebanon, and may people blossom in the cities like the grass of the field.
his fame continue as long as the sun. May people be blessed in him, all nations call him blessed.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of
Blessed be his glorious name forever. May the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen.
Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now and will be forever.
The epistle is from Ephesians chapter 3. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus, on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly. When you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel, I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery, hidden for ages in God who created all things, so that through the church, the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We stand for the Alleluia and verse.
According to St. Matthew, the second chapter. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star they had seen in the east went before them, until it came to rest over the place where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And having come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother. They fell down and worshipped him. And they opened their treasures, presenting him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. This is the Gospel of the Lord.
We confess our faith in the Nicene Creed, page 191.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father, and he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge all baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
You may be seated.
Lord, hear us.
through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. On this Epiphany festival, we celebrate that Jesus is not only the King of the Jews, he is also the light of the Gentiles. That is good news for us, because most of us are certainly Gentiles and not of the Jewish people. On this 12th day of Christmas, even though lots of people have put their lights away and don't even have their trees up, we still have our lights up at the Naren's house. We still have our lights shining on our street, because it's still Christmas today, the 12th day of Christmas, the Epiphany of our Lord. And the word epiphany means appearing or shining forth. Of course, remembering the star that shone forth, but the light from the heavens that proclaims the gospel to all the nations. And what epiphany is about is that Jesus is true man on earth, but is also true God from heaven. And for us and our salvation, for the people of all nations, he has come. So this night, from all of the lessons, including the psalm that we sung, let us consider for you and me, Jesus as the light, Jesus as the royal son, Jesus as the mystery made known, and Jesus as the king. For us, Jesus is the light. And this is what Isaiah wrote in Isaiah chapter 60, which was written in 700 BC, 700 years before Christ was adored by the Magi. Isaiah wrote, "Your light will appear, the glory of the Lord will shine on you, and will rise upon you," meaning the star. "You will see his glory and the brightness of his rising, and he will come to you," or I should say, "he will come to you from the Father, and you will come to him, your sons and your daughters, and the kings will come because of the good news and the praises of the Lord. They will come on camels and present gifts." Here Isaiah, 700 years before it happened, is foretelling that Jesus is the light for all the nations, even foretelling two of the gifts of gold and frankincense. You know, the reason why we believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Messiah, is he fulfilled all of the messianic prophecies, which were spoken long before Christ appeared. And this is one of the most marvelous ones, for Isaiah is foretelling the light of Jesus, not just for the Magi, but for you. Secondly, we learn tonight that Jesus is the royal son. Now, yes, we chanted all of Psalm 72, and we don't always chant all of the psalms, but you'll notice as we sang all the verses of the psalm, we simply had to, because this was written in 1000 BC, and Psalm 72 is basically almost a photograph of the event of the Epiphany. David now is writing in 1000 BC that this king will be of the line of David and his father Jesse, that he will come in righteousness as the royal son and will bring justice. And in his days he will have dominion, and the kings will bow down before him and serve him and bring their gifts and fall down and worship him. Why? Because the royal son has come to save and redeem. His name and his fame endures forever. Blessed be the Lord God and his glorious name. Here, Psalm 72, and the royal King David is speaking of one of his descendants that will come 1,000 years later, Jesus our Lord, the royal son of the line of David, foretold to be the one to not just to be the light, but the royal son promised by God the Father. Thirdly, we know that Jesus is the mystery revealed. In these amazing words of the epistle lesson in Ephesians chapter 3, if you paid close attention, you heard amazing words concerning Christ Jesus, that he is God's grace in person, and that the mystery has been revealed. For thousands of years, people awaited the Messiah, and here the Messiah comes, and he's laid in a manger, in a stable, and then on Epiphany night, he and his mother are in a house in Bethlehem, and these strangers come and bring these gifts to him, and the mystery has been revealed to them already. This is the King of the Jews. The Holy Spirit and the preaching of the gospel, somehow through the word of God brought to those magi, they too had learned the riches of God are found in this child. The manifold wisdom of God, his eternal purpose, is fulfilled in this child. The mystery has been revealed. And the beautiful word of justification for us is that through this child who was laid in a manger, who is in this house, who will one day be placed upon the cross and in the tomb and come forth glorious, Paul says we have boldness, confidence, and access to God the Father through faith in him. The mystery is revealed. We can come into God's presence through this child, Christ Jesus, crucified and raised for us. Jesus is the light. Jesus is the royal son. Jesus is the mystery. Jesus is the eternal king. In this lesson in Matthew chapter 2, and you know, only in Matthew is this lesson found. We do not learn about the Magi in the Gospel of Mark, or in Luke, or in John. Only Matthew records this. Matthew was the one who had been a Jewish tax collector, came to faith in Christ, and was one of the 12 apostles. It is Matthew alone who tells us this story, that this one who is the light of the nations, who is the king of the Jews, in this house, is one whom not just Jewish shepherds should worship, but also Gentile magi. And you notice the magi say, "Where is the one who has been born king of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." They recognize that Jesus is the king of the Jews. They recognize Jesus has his own star, and they recognize that this young boy is God. You can't worship a mere man. They worship him as God. He's the Christ of the line of Judah. He's the shepherd of Israel. He's a child with his mother Mary, and they rejoice with exceeding great joy because the star reappears. I think one of the things that's marvelous about this star, rather than people trying to figure out that this is the matching of some constellations, no, this is a miraculous star. It could appear and reappear. It could go across the sky and guide them, and it even could come over the house where Mary was. This was a miraculous star. This was Jesus's star. The true King of the Jews is the light for all the Gentile nations. In conclusion, it is not a stretch, like in the famous hymn, We Three Kings, to say that the gifts that were brought indicate the threefold office of Christ, the gold and the frankincense and myrrh. Gold is for Jesus as the king. Frankincense is a gift for a priest. For when the priest went into the temple and they prayed and offered intercession, they would light the incense and the aroma would go forth. And the people knew the priest was praying because they could smell the incense. Gold for a king, frankincense for the priest, and myrrh for the prophet. You know, they brought this rich ointment to Jesus there at the house. And it's not an accident that when the women come to anoint the body of Jesus, they bring myrrh to the tomb. Jesus is the prophet, the priest, and the king who came to die in our place. And these gifts of the Magi show his threefold office as prophet, priest, and king. this night as we fall down and worship him and receive his gift of his body and blood under the bread and wine for the forgiveness of our sins. We, along with Christians all over the world this night, rejoice in Jesus, who is the King of the Jews and the light of the Gentiles. In the midst of this dark world, my friends, and it can be a dark world, rejoice. You not only have the light of Christ, you are living in this light. You have the light in you, and you shine forth this light to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Let us rejoice with exceeding great joy, just like the Magi this night. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. May the peace surpassing our human understanding guard our hearts and our minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.
We stand to chant the offertory on page 192. Pad and pass it down the pew to the people next to you, then tear that sheet out and place it in the basket in the narthex as you leave. We now collect the offerings. You may be seated.
Church, we stand. Almighty God, you gave your only begotten Son to take our nature upon himself. Walking in his light, grant that we, as your adopted children by grace, may daily be renewed by your Holy Spirit. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, because of your tender love toward us sinners, you have given us your Son, the true King of the Jews and the light for the Gentile nations. Grant that we, believing in him, might have everlasting life. Continue to grant your Holy Spirit to us,
so that shining the light of Christ into all the world, we may remain steadfast in this faith until the end, finally come to life everlasting, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
O Lord God, you are the life of all the living. You are the light of the faithful and the strength of those who labor and the repose of the blessed dead. Grant us a peaceful night, free from all disturbance, that after a time of quiet slumber, we may, by your goodness, be endued in the new day with the guidance of your Holy Spirit and enabled in peace to render thanks to you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
Page 194.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For what had been hidden from before the foundation of the world, you have made known to the nations in your Son. In him being found in the substance of our mortal nature, you have manifested the fullness of your glory. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
shed for you for the forgiveness of sins.
This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
Dominus, page 199, we stand.
Closing Epiphany Hymn.